I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hello, beautiful people. I am back with part 2 of Mismatched, my personal Indian matchmaking experience. In case you missed out on part 1, after you listen to this episode, you can go check that out because the remainder 2 stories are over there. Just so you have a full record of all my horrible experiences. You don't want to miss that out, do you? Now, before we get into today's episode, I have to tell you that next week's episode, there's something really amazing and special planned. Being an Indian woman and navigating through the Indian culture and society as a working woman, as someone who's ambitious and strong and has an opinion, is quite a unique experience. And some of us have actually managed to make it big. So next week's episode is going to be all about that, and you do not want to miss out. Anyway, without further delay, let's get into the remainder of my matchmaking stories, and I hope you enjoy. I hope you have some popcorn at hand. Let's move on to the next story. Let's call him the self-entitled homeboy. Now, this guy was based in Delhi, where I am, but he belonged to a small town. Fair enough. Decided to have a conversation with him. Now, in the conversation, he kept harping about how he is in Delhi, but he wants to move back to his small town where his parents are. Which, by the way, was not what was communicated to my parents at all. My parents were told that he's in Delhi and he plans to stay in Delhi and his future's in Delhi, etc, etc. Anyway, let's get to the conversation. Now, this guy tells me all about his past engagement. So, the reason why the engagement did not happen was because the girl was too demanding and she wanted him to make so many adjustments, like moving out of the room and having a bigger room and getting the house renovated so that it can have another cupboard for her. So I asked him, I can understand where she's coming from. Obviously, she would have her own room and her own cupboard in her house. And if she has to make your house her house, she would need space. So what is the problem with that? To which this guy responds, my parents are getting old. I cannot ask them to make such changes. They don't deserve it. They need me and they need my support. And I have to be here with them. And I am not going to inconvenience them in the least bit. Okay. Clearly, nobody communicated to this guy that marriages are about compromise and adjustment. And if you're getting a girl into a joint family setup, everyone would have to move to make space. If you are not making space for another person to come in, that person will be out. Now, whether it's left out or whether the person leaves, that would be up to you. So, my learning from this guy was compromise. I'm a very compromising person and my partner better be compromising as well because I can't be the only one giving and adjusting. I understand that in the Indian community, we are force-fed, spoon-fed, overfed this mentality that women have to adjust and women have to compromise. Sure, but it should not be more than a 60-40 compromise because it is a communion of two people and if they are as equal as they can be, the better and more harmonious the coming together of these two individuals would be. Fourth, now I couldn't come up with a better term for him, but let's call him the eligible potty jokes weirdo. Now this guy was a very, very eligible bachelor from Bombay, working in one of the top Indian companies, like right at the top with his father. Both of them were right hand men to one of the top businessmen in the country, and this particular businessman was willing to personally endorse this bachelor. Fair enough. They reached out to my parents and had a very good conversation, respectable conversation with my dad, and the go-ahead was given for us to interact. So the date and time was set for the first call, and sure enough, this guy calls me and we start talking. He asked me what is it that I do. And I told him that I'm a dentist because that was my primary profession at that point of time. I said I'm an orthodontist. To which he says, "Oh, acha, to mere paas na aapke liye ek upay hai. Aap na Harpic lijiye aur usi se hi apne sare patients ke daant manjiye." Now that's a bit crass for my taste, but okay, maybe he's a little more comfortable in Hindi, fine. Let's get on with the conversation. The rest of the conversation was a slew of potty jokes. Now, when you talk to someone for the first time, arranged marriage, or if it's a first date, or whatever it is, you bring your best to the table. You try. If this guy's best was potty jokes, that conversation still makes me cringe so much, because here I am trying to think of whether I'm attracted to this guy, whether I can spend the rest of my life with him, whether I can have children with him, and he won't get the conversation out of the goddamn fucking toilet. I still feel bad for myself about this particular match. So, what interacting with this dude taught me was that not only is sense of humor important, because, you know, that's going to be most of your conversation, and if you can't connect on that, it's going to be a pretty sad existence. But more importantly, your partner is going to be a representation of you. And when I was thinking about whether I wanted to be with this guy, all I could think of was that if I go out into public and this guy's best that he brings onto the table is potty jokes, it's going to reflect on me and what kind of a person I am. So, not a red flag. Maybe if you can stomach this kind of a sense of humor, go right ahead. I couldn't, not for me, unfortunately. But just remember that your partner is a representation of you, and you should be comfortable with that. Now, the last one, and I left the best for the last. Let's call him the questionable pedophile. Yep, you heard it right. Now, this guy was from Hyderabad. Our family is based in Delhi. And he specially flew down to meet me. We didn't really chat. We just went straight for the date. And it was pleasant. The guy spoke a lot about his past and two engagements that he almost had. Fair enough. Seemed a little hung up on the first girl still. But it's okay. We all have romances that didn't pan out the way we wanted. Anywho, we got talking about schools. And I told him I'm from DPS Arkipuram. To which, of course, any person who's from my generation and from my schooling years knows that DPS Arkipuram was very well known for the MMS that came out. The DPS. MMS that came out. So, which of course sparked off the conversation about the MMS and the activities that happened. And this guy is like, "Oh, but it was consensual, right?" And I informed him that even if it is consensual, if the girl is underage, it is considered as rape. To which this guy freaked out. He took out his phone and frantically sat there googling about the laws around consensual sex and underage women, girls. Let's not call them women, underage girls. Now, if that's not a red flag, then I'm so sorry, guys. But I don't think we can be friends. Surprisingly, I did get lectured by people about giving this guy another shot. But I was just like, nope, not happening. If ever there was a red flag big as my fucking bedsheet, it's this. So what I learned from this guy is that the past is important. Not because you have to judge the person or beat them up about it, but just to understand where they have been and what they've been up to in their past life. Not past life, but you know, before you. Now, all of these things may not be red flags for some of you, but for me and for the person I am, I think it would have been a recipe for disaster if I'd ended up with any of these people. I have gotten a lot of grief about being too picky and choosy, especially for the above five. I call them my Fab Five. No worries, the hunt for the one is still on, and if I do cross my expiry date, My plan is to move away from the country to a place where I'll be at peace and can continue the search without the pressure of the Indian society. You see, the expiry date is a social construct, and once you lose your value in a place, you should move to a new market. And on that note, I wrap it up for today, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.
So, that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to hdsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram at theraithsoda.pop.love and Twitter at @theraithsoda_pop_love or at @hdsmartcast on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.